Okay, so this is Uber Log, Saturday 21st. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking some data points. This is during the coronavirus. So I've taken a few people around. One guy said his girlfriend got laid off from a restaurant because of the indoor. So she's getting unemployment. This other guy, I just dropped him off. He said he got laid off from being at a restaurant. And so the busy time, I started getting busy, started getting calls, 8:30, something like that. During the day, I did have one call, took a guy to another city because he had to go to his job, the adjacent city. And so all day, you know, not all day, but starting about 3 o'clock, I turned the app on, I'm just leaving it on to test this thing. And I'm talking to people and I'm asking them. So the guy that I took to the other city, he works at a battery company, and he says they're under union, they're always busy. The battery, car batteries, they're always busy, he said. So I'm gonna log my trips and my information, data points during the coronavirus. And also I'm gonna spend 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, and just leave this app on 24/7. Maybe not 24/7, but all the time when I'm free. And I'm gonna test. And what I'm doing is I'm asking people. So most of the people that I've talked to, they're actually afraid. They really think it's gonna get worse, and they're afraid. They're in fear. All three of them, they don't believe it's being made up. They think it's real. They don't really, they don't know any. I ask them, have they known anybody that's had coronavirus? They said no. But my friend, here's what they'll say though. But I have a friend or a few friends that know the CDC doctors, and they're saying it's going to be bad in 2 weeks. It's going to peak in 2 weeks. They're saying it's going to peak. And they're saying, oh, we're going to have a shutdown and shut down everything but the grocery stores. And I did go to the grocery store and it was slap full. The convenience stores, they're stocked up. The convenience stores, nobody's in there. And the gas station is about 30% of what it usually is. And so I have the opportunity to get paid to drive around and talk to different people. And so I'm going to just throw these data points up there. So here's what I'm seeing so far is people are afraid. People are staying home. The bars are shut down. The restaurants are shut down except for takeout. The Coliseum shut down. The events are shut down. Businesses are shut down. People are really shutting down. I heard there's two hotels in this city just completely shut down. People are really afraid, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know why they're so afraid. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. From what I'm hearing is, I heard one person said they knew somebody. One person did know somebody that had it, but really didn't get real sick. I mean, had it, but had symptoms. This is why it was hard to remember. So this guy, he was from another country. He's from Sudan. So he told me, he said, he knew somebody that had symptoms. He went to the hospital. But they said, if you have it, it's a free test. But if you don't have it, then it's going to cost you $1,500 to do the test. And so, if you do the test and you have it, it's free. If you don't, it's $1,500 is what he told the guy. The guy said, I'm going home, and I'm going to just self-isolate till I know if I got it, you know. So, I'm hearing some weird data points, and what I'm seeing as I'm driving around is groups of four. This guy that I just dropped off, he said him and his friends got together and had a had a cookout, four or five of them, and I'm seeing neighbors that are sitting around drinking and having cookouts. And people are having cookouts instead of going to the bar. What else? What are some more data points today? So if I throw all these data, you can't remember everything. So if you log your ship, your body ship, and if you log what you're doing, you can start to see patterns in not only in your own life, but people around you and the society. So everybody, so there, the last guy said there was three states that went on to, they locked down the states, you know. He said he thinks it'll be a nationwide lockdown. Everybody's afraid. If you say it's fake or it's a bioweapon, people get mad at that. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe that. You know, they want to believe a lie. They want to believe the fantasy world. And the guy that I just dropped off, he's saying, oh, it's real, it's real. He wants to believe the lie. But then it turns around. He says, well, you know, the CDC people they said that this coronavirus has been around a long time, and they've studied it for a long time, and it's going to get worse. So people know that the CDC had the coronavirus under study, or these doctors had it under study. And then when you tell them this, it was a weapon, they don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe that. It's a trip. I asked him, I said, did y'all wash y'all's hands? And he said, yeah, I was cooking, and so I had to wash my hands. I said, that's good. During the week, Chick-fil-A's just wide open all the time. Blows your mind. Chick-fil-A is just something beyond this norm. Beyond the Amazon, Chick-fil-A, they're beyond the norm. They're way up there, you know. Something to do with that image that they put out there somehow. So let me go over here to Chick-fil-A and get me a chicken sandwich. But that's today's upload for Uber. Uber ride share data points. Log, body ship, log. Log number one. I don't know what I'm gonna title this, but this should be interesting. I think what I'll do is I'll log this for a week, and then I'll just put them all together and upload the whole thing.